Okay. Well, now the reason why I was, I guess, want to make sure this thing's all working. The reason why I mentioned this about Florida, the people that I knew, well, most of them that I knew from around Leesburg or Ocala, came, it seemed like they came from, a lot of them from like Tennessee and Kentucky and West Virginia, that area. It was a lot of southern, well, Appalachian area people that came south and through Georgia, maybe one generation through Georgia. Now they're all in groves or orange groves or real estate or something. You know, once that families had acquired the land, they, the family, Leesburg was named after the family, I think originally settled for 50 cents an acre or something like that. You know, it's one of those affairs.
50, 25 cents an acre.
Right.
I mean, it's fascinating to go back and read some of these old abstracts of title in the state that, back, I guess, just after the Civil War, when they started the original project of draining the Everglades, which at that time extended almost as far north as, I guess, the areas drained, a lot of that area during the summertime was swamp. Started digging canals, and the transfers that were made from the government to development corporations for 25 cents an acre, or for no consideration at all, they take a contract to go in and dig canals and drain it, and they got 50% of the land, and the government kept 50% of it. It's really, really fascinating to go back and read some of those old abstracts of title and find out exactly how that stuff really came about.
I'm wondering about people in this area. What was the name of the railroad that came down here first?
Flagler, right. Florida's coast.
I know that, Plant, there was a man named Plant.
Well, that was the Atlantic coastline that went into Tampa.
Right, Plant City, that's
all right.
All right, well, the reason why I say this is that when I was in high school, Florida course and everything, I'm trying to remember my history. South Florida has almost a totally different history than, not totally different, but pretty different because of its isolation for so long. And when I get through here, I'll be going to Key West and to Tampa, and I've been trying to get sort of a history of the South part of the state. And it seems that came so far and then sort of attached into his system or something. Is that correct? Do you know that?
No, I don't think really that is the case. I came down into Cedar Keys, the Tampa St. Petersburg area, with the Atlantic coastline. Came down strictly the East Coast. And then other than straight down the East Coast from Jacksonville to Miami and then eventually to Key West, it was strictly an East Coast Line fringe railroad. Eventually they ran a spur line over to Lake Okeechobee, but that was some years after the original line was run down the East Coast. Seaboard did not come down until about 1920, I guess it was probably planned in 25, 26, and was finally completed into Miami in 1927 or 28. And it followed a more inland course. It came down through Jacksonville, left Jacksonville and came down through Sanford and I don't know whether it got into Ocala or not, perhaps DeLand, and then along the to Okeechobee City and along the east side of the lake and then back across